Thank you. Thank you all. You make people leave the property. I make people give service. There's so much that's been spoken about that has stimulated in me the power of the word tonight. I just think of what you were referring to, Bob, about artistry or art. I studied art history when I was in college, and I had a friend who's she was a professor at CSU art history, and in her house was lots of bizarre art, because her attraction was to the art that was changing the culture. So there were all kinds of things. Like, there was one, it was a photographic series of a dead squirrel, and I'm really not sure what the point was, but there was something about culturally examining death. But when I studied it, I realized that people like Picasso and many of the people who are famous were changing the culture the way we saw art. It wasn't just representational. It wasn't just pretty. It had to be making a statement about what was happening in the culture. And a lot of that, which most people don't know, they just think it's odd. Like, I actually don't know why Andy Warhol was famous. But something he did challenged the whole art world, and his paintings are worth millions of dollars. And I appreciated, too, what you were speaking about, Dorian, with regards to mathematics. And you weren't going to create anything new, and so you changed your focus. Because when I was in college, my passion was chemistry and physics and mathematics. I love that kind of science. I remember my chemistry professor asking me to be his assistant just because he knew how much I loved it. And so I was the lab assistant for him. And when I realized that my school had not set up my training properly because I needed all these biology courses to get into medical school, I changed to chiropractic school, but I needed them all, and it wasn't going to be in the curriculum till too late. And he said, "You are going to be massively disappointed." He said, "You are so designed for chemistry that biology is going to kill you." But what he was seeing was, I had this passion for chemistry, but I also had this passion for helping people. So I had to find a way to let my passion move through that field so that I could get to where I could do my magic. And I needed both of them to get there. I bring that up because sometimes people are going down a path where you see their magic and you have to assist them. First of all, either to see that what they're bringing is masterful, like him telling me that I was a masterful chemist, it inspired me to know that that was something I could really do well. There are things you guys are doing really well, but there are people who can tell you you're masterful now. Kimberly's story about her brother, it's like, how often have we judged a circumstance and feel there's no other way to see it until something takes a dramatic twist in it? I mean, it was the last how many days of his life and all those years invested in, what's wrong with this guy? Not only is he a drug addict, he keeps producing children he can't take care of. And your beautiful words cease about the power of being yourself. And I've never written my own eulogy and thought about who I'd want to represent me, but it certainly stimulated me to think about whose life have I changed. And I would venture to say that in Cece's story about her nephew and her sister, she said, you know, you might not have met the person whose life you're going to change yet. And I'm going to suggest you probably have met many. They might not have declared it, and you might not see it yet, but I would say the impact you've had on people is probably far greater than you realize, just by the way you loved them. I made a humorous comment last week in the service about being in the tent in line to get one of the free cocktails at happy hour in back of the main stage when the guy was telling me his job, and I said, well, I work at Sunrise Ranch, and he said, oh, thank God, you can save it. Help me or save me or something like that. And I need help. I'm desperate. And it's like, that's all I said was, I work at Sunrise Ranch. And I found out that his wife left with the kids and he doesn't want his job and all that. It's like, who knows the impact of just having a place where he could say it and not be judged and not have somebody try to go into a fight about it or to tell him what to do. One of the greatest ways you save a person's life is by listening to them, by letting them be heard, and you still love them at the end of the conversation. It sounds like a simple thing, but it doesn't happen very often. People don't listen to each other very much. They don't care enough to get to the end of the sentence. They're ready for the next thing. They're ready, you know, the exercise we do all the time about listening pairs. It never fails that somebody doesn't follow the instructions. And they're, within seconds, they're in dialogue because it's so difficult for people to hold space and just listen and let someone continue their thinking process through their words. I'm not saying that to shame people. I'm just saying the habits we have of not recognizing how powerful it is to hold atmosphere of care and kindness and listening. And as we speak about the art of living, there is the art of living in a community. And I really loved your story about Bruce, how being alone and creating art is satisfying, but creating an artistic life in the midst of a bunch of people is a whole different kind of satisfying. We have the opportunity to do that together, but I would say the most important work we have to do is how we're doing with ourselves. Because we don't have a whole lot of patience for the parts of ourselves that don't work very well or don't come out very pretty. And yet, stepping back or stepping in, both those things are powerful. Step back and see, step in and do. Both of those create. You get a different perspective when you move back, and you get a whole different perspective when you participate. And when you participate, what gets revealed is you've got something that not only is going to change the whole scene, but is probably going to bless it all. It's going to lift it all up. It can. It might not. You might curse it all if you're not consciously stepping in. If you're stepping in to say, I know how to do this. I mean, we all do, have done that. Well, maybe you haven't. I've done it a million times, so that's enough for everybody in the room. I am so certain I know how to do it, and will tell people so. When I spoke about my addiction to perfection on Sunday, what I was speaking about was the belief that everything should work in a certain way where nobody gets hurt, nothing's difficult, nobody leaves, everybody stays in love. That's an addiction to a perfection that actually is not healthy. Sometimes people need to leave to become an artist. Sometimes people need to leave to realize they are an artist and then they can come back and see themselves differently. Sometimes people need to be really breaking before they know what they've been doing is sabotaging their own heart. There's so many habits we have of trying to stay comfortable. I mentioned to Kimberly when I said she had 12 minutes to speak today, and she said, well, what if I don't have that long, have that much stuff or something? And I said, just stand still. Because we get uncomfortable when we think we've run out of gas, and we forget how full where the gas tank really is. I mean, the gas tank is that generational energy that is creating all the time. And it takes stillness to realize, well, my thinking is empty, but I'm not. And then let yourself be filled with a new thought. And let yourself be filled with the creative juice that's happening in the room. This isn't just my juice. I think we have the privilege of having new people like Cece and Kimberly come to Sunrise Ranch, fully aware of why they want to be here. And then we also have the privilege of people showing up here fully unsure of why they're here. Or thinking this is why they're here, and they realize within a week, what was I thinking? And so, like, they're hanging out because they're still trying to figure it out. Any of those people in the room? I mean, oh, I appreciate the honest people raising their hands. And we'll speak to you later. I'll tell you exactly why you're here. So I just got to read David's words for the Pulse of Spirit called The Art of Living that he spoke on Sunday. And just speaking about not getting distracted and finding a place where you actually can have a resonant field for this love and kindness that we talk about not just for the whole community, but even if it's just a small group that you feel, this is where my people are, so that it infiltrates into this whole community. I think trying to do it with all 100 people, let's just all smile at that possibility. When you're in that resonant place, all 100 people make sense. They all do. And they are the cadmium blue and the burnt okra and the marigold yellow that fill out the tapestry and the canvas of this life together. So thank you for speaking with me. Thank you for bringing the word, and thank you for this beautiful evening.